BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the afternoon of April 24th, marking the 50th anniversary of liberation of the South and national unification, Mr. Hồ Quốc Dũng, member of the Party's Central Committee, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, paid visits and presented gifts to heroic Vietnamese mothers and exemplary policy beneficiary families in Phu Cát District. During his visit, Mr. Dũng inquired about the family's health and well-being, extending warm wishes to the heroic Vietnamese mothers, war invalids, and veterans to the armed forces. He expressed deep gratitude for the sacrifices and contributions made by previous generations, policy families, and those who rendered meritorious service to the nation. Mr. Dũng also encouraged the families to continue upholding their revolutionary traditions and to serve as shining examples for the younger generations, contributing to the building of a more prosperous and civilized homeland.
On the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the South and national reunification, Standing Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh paid visits and presented gifts to several policy beneficiary families and outstanding contributors to the revolutionary cause in Phu Cát District this morning. During the visits, Mr. Thanh warmly inquired about the health and well-being of the families, expressing sincere gratitude for their sacrifice. He emphasized that the party, the state, and the province deeply appreciate the dedication and sacrifice of previous generations in the struggle for national liberation and reunification. He also encouraged the family to uphold the revolutionary tradition and continue to serve as shining example for younger generations.
On the morning of April 25th, the Bình Định Labour Federation held a ceremony at Nhân Hòa Industrial Park in An Nhân Tau to launch the 2025 Workers' Month under the theme Bình Định Worker Pioneering into a New Era. Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Mr. Lâm Hải Giang, attended the event. In 2025, trade unions at all levels across the province will focus on caring for and protecting the lawful rights and legitimate interests of union members. They will represent workers in collective bargaining and the signing of collective labor agreements, while also contributing to the development and refinement of labor policies and legislation. The unions also aim to listen closely and understand the concerns and aspirations of the workers, promptly addressing any challenges or issues that arise. Additionally, ensuring occupational safety and hygiene will be a top priority to create a safe and supportive working environment for laborers and manufacturers.
Under Provincial People's Committee Decision Number 32, approving the 2025 Housing Support Program for Revolution Contributors and Martyrs Families in Bình Định Province, Tây Sơn District, initially identified 111 eligible households. However, following a review and adjustment, the final number of supported households were reduced to 104. The District People Committee directed local communes and towns to actively implement the program to eliminate makeshift and deliberated housing for revolution contributors and martyrs' families. In addition to state funding, the district mobilized support from local organizations, associations, and residents, contributing labor to reduce costs and accelerate construction program. As of now, on 103 households have completed the construction or renovation of their homes and put them into use, achieving a 100% completion rate. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.